Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to YesWise Insights. Today's program is Independence from Fear, presented by ReallyWell.com with natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, superfoods of other kinds, and air and water purifiers, plus much more. Well, we're talking today about independence from fear. Also might be called freedom or feardom. The elite cabal depends on fear and deception to influence the minds of the greater population they have sought to fully control. The think tank-derived projects for public manipulation are numerous. Most are psychological operations, and many are deadly. The agent operatives of the dark side, who are trapped by oath, criminality, bribery, and threat, produce and or promote the various falsehoods and fear narratives. Some of these people present a falsified image of themselves as serving the good and beneficial, even though they are committed to evil. So let's take a look at some of the fear and control projects that the elite cabal has brought to us. Propaganda for generations. Much of what we think we know is falsehood, presented to us in history books and in the media. Many staged disaster events like shootings and riots and bombs and toxic spills, storms, floods, drought, fires, earthquakes. They can create a lot of these things with technology that they've developed for the last 100 years that is secret to us but can be used to manipulate environment and weather. And then a whole lot of livestock culling in recent years, last year especially, chickens and beef, hogs. Then we have viruses, which are not at all what they portray them to be, tiny little germs that try to invade us and take over our cells. Viruses are actually poisons, and you know, that's the word, what the word meant in the original Latin. But pandemics are used to bring about more control mechanisms over the population and to stimulate us, motivate us to get injected with vaccines, which themselves are toxic poisons. So really, much of the illness comes from the vaccines. Then we have climate change blamed on human lifestyle. Climate change is due to planetary and solar developments. The activities of humans have no bearing on it, and it has nothing to do with carbon emissions. Carbon is, in fact, needed for the growth of plants and would be beneficial to the climate to have more greenery. Financial limitation is part of their project over us, with debt, with inflation, with taxes, and manipulating the asset markets. You know, the stock market, the bond market, these things are manipulated by their own mechanisms that they've evolved over the centuries and used to make sure that their assets are always increasing while other people go up and often down. Crypto tokens have been introduced, cryptocurrencies as they're called, and central bank digital currencies are now under construction to be rolled out, some of them already. But these, again, are fake money. They're trying to set us up for a cashless economy and also developing other nations figuring out different ways to trade with each other, not using the U.S. dollar anymore. So we're experiencing a devaluation of the dollar, with reduced Fed note, fiat, petrodollar usage, and the bonds that those are involved with, the U.S. Treasury bonds that are held all over the world as reserve, are no longer as desirable, and many nations and banks are suffering because the bond values have gone down, and they're trying to unload a lot of these lower value bonds. Many banks' failures have already occurred, and more could occur because of this asset devaluation and problems with the dollar system, with a threat of full financial and economic collapse. Hopefully we'll be able to prevent all that, but that is the threat that we often hear about in the media. Other things include social credit score. Already well established in China, social credit score would be based on what you believe, what you think, what you do. And because of if we go to a cashless society with digital currency, they can cut that off and you wouldn't be able to buy food and other things. You might have to trade or barter for it if you can get away with that. Meanwhile, there are shortages of food and other products. We mentioned the livestock culling, all the amazing destruction of food processing and distribution facilities by fire and explosion and so forth. Disruptions in the supply chain, crime in the cities especially, and invasion of many people across the border, which is increasing crimes in some areas, especially along the southern border. We have always wars and threats of wars, including big time wars, nuclear wars, and so on. Potential electronic blackout, we mentioned before. Electromagnetic pulse as a possible weapon used in these war threats that could knock out power. We could also have a coronal mass ejection from the sun that could knock out power, or other cyber disruptions and interruptions in our communications and so on. Well, again, we have the flood of immigrants into the nation, overloading our systems and causing a lot of trouble. Artificial intelligence is now very highly developed, already in play in much of the economy and especially military operations, and it could come to the point where we are more fully controlled in our lives by the artificial intelligence programming, especially if they are successful in their attempt for depopulation through the public poisons, the genetically modified organisms, the frequencies, the illness that all these things cause, the synthetic venom and spike proteins that are in the vaccines, the toxic meds of all kinds, the nanographene oxide in the geoengineering sprays, also in the vaccines and medicines, and hydrogel accompanies that, a type of a protective barrier around the graphene oxide nanobots that also has its own properties of toxicity. We need holistic healing. We need a transformation of all that fear and control attempts to manipulate us with reality, learning about it so that we're aware of it and aware of the evil people and their policies and projects, not for purpose of fear, but for purpose of resolve to remove these corrupt agents and the cabal and their agents and replace them with officials of integrity. If the masses would get on board with this and abandon the distractions and the fear and the preoccupation with trouble, and get to work together to take care of the business, we could get a lot of this very rapidly taken care of. We need to eliminate the fiat debt interest system that has plagued our economic life for generations and turn to consumption taxes, not income taxes or property taxes, which are not real legitimate ways of imposing on people. That's modern financial feudalism, and now they're trying to make that high tech with the digital currencies and so on. We need asset-backed currencies. We need a restoration of something meaningful behind the currency: gold, silver, or assets, energy, food, labor, and then creative improvement projects developed in local groups and work people working together to make things better. We need to learn holistic natural health and wellness information and practice that and improve our health so that we have more ability to get things done and to have enough energy and mental power to make these improvements. We need to turn toward what I call creative awareness, the real divine source of all creative expression in our creative world, and turn to love of self, others, and community, and the love of God, and use this creativity and love for healing support in groups and in our communities, where we can celebrate and uplift ourselves and dedicate ourselves to a better life and good service to help each other make a better world. Northern Edge Organics flaxseed is the superior flaxseed. It's a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil, antioxidants. It's a great protein and fiber source. It gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And you can find that at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. This is the lowest flax in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, grown up in Canada, where the soils are clean and the air is pure. And we also have a detox pack with the flaxseed, the Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay, pure bentonite, helps to pull poisons out of the body, vitamin O, liquid oxygen, our resistance assistance pack for immune system support. We have the Delicious Greens 8000 superfood mix, organic turmeric powder, and molecular silver, a special advanced form of silver that combats pathogens. And at yeswise.com, we have our holistic learning modules, including natural health wellness, public poisons, our survive the changes ebook on survival economics and other factors, and other information on reality, both about the conglomerate empire and about what I call holistic reality, about how to improve our lives. Also, consultations and seminars, and on Wednesday evening, the first of the month, first Wednesday of the month, the Real World live chat and question and answers with myself. That's coming up on the first Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and so on. At yeswise.com is the login information. I want to thank you for being with me. Have a great day and be really well.